setting up a temporary traffic management control system can be a dangerous job. Pay close attention to how close traffic passes. Notice the use of a large vehicle as a crash cushion behind the main works vehicle to protect the site workers. A roadworks ahead sign will be placed first to inform other road users of the upcoming changes, followed by signage illustrating the updated speed limit. From here, a number of road narrows ahead signs will be placed along with the distance markers to the upcoming works. The road users will be given at least 500 metres warning to allow for any necessary lane manoeuvres. Once at the beginning of the site, directional arrows and work access only signage identify the beginning of any lane closure. Look towards the back of the vehicle to see the beginning of the cone taper. Always face the oncoming traffic when you set out cones for the lead-in taper. Start from the kerb or road edge, working out towards the works. Adequate considerations should be made regarding the design of the cone layout, including the safety zone buffer, the working area to accommodate the planned works, or the use of specialist equipment, such as barriers. Good practice is imperative to prevent any accidents. Even small details, such as wearing gloves to protect against metal edges, reduces residual risk.